You're listening to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast, and the 7-Minute Sunday is coming up next. This episode is brought to you in collaboration with Studio. Studio is an audio experience that infuses lifestyle and tech. They are actually based in Stockholm, Sweden, and as a result, I am here in Stockholm, Sweden, recording this episode for you today. Super exciting because it's really bright. The weather is wonderful right now, and I'm just having an amazing time in Sweden, and I am so grateful and thankful to be here and to be able to come to you with the 7-Minute Sunday all the way from Sweden. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Welcome again to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I am your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Today, we're going to be talking about getting lost. Now, I don't mean really physically getting lost, although that can be a good thing sometimes too. But today we're going to talk about the fact that sometimes on the way to a dream, you get lost and find a better one. And the reason why I thought this was so appropriate is because 5 years ago, I could have never imagined myself sitting in this beautiful hotel room. I'm actually staying at the Haymarket Hotel, which is in the midst of everything bustling and buzzing in Stockholm. It's like surrounded by stores and shopping and restaurants and other hotels and this beautiful market outside filled with all these like gorgeous flowers. But the point is that I could not have imagined myself sitting here, being here, and doing what I'm doing now. And it's not because I lacked vision. I just didn't even know that this was an option. And so that takes me back to the point that sometimes on the way to a dream, you get lost and find a better one. I thought that initially I wanted to be this publicist, right? That's how everything started. That was the beginning of my career. And then eventually when I transition to being a writer, I thought that would be it for me. I really thought that being a writer was going to be something that would help me live out my dreams. But then I found something else that helped me amplify my voice even more, and that was podcasting. So did I know that podcasting would be something in my future? Absolutely not. And that's why I say sometimes on the way to a dream, you get lost and find a better one, because I do think that podcasting is one of the best things that I could be doing. And I challenge you, think about a dream. Don't think about what you might get lost and find, but just think about a dream. Think about something that you really want to do and start making some effort, even if it's the most minor, small efforts toward making that dream happen, because everything counts. Every little thing that you do to put your dreams into action, they count, they matter. And you won't believe how people notice what you're doing when you get very serious and diligent and deliberate about something. When you get deliberate about your execution, other people start to feel the intensity behind what you're doing. They want to be a part of opportunities that will allow them to really witness greatness and to be a part of greatness. And if you exemplify that you are working toward that greatness, people will gravitate to you. They'll gravitate to what you're doing and how you're operating. I can absolutely vouch for that. And sometimes our dreams change. And that's a lot of what this statement is saying too. Our dreams change, our aspirations change, we change as people. You do not have to be held to a dream that you said that you once had or that you something that you once wanted. You don't have to be held to that. You are entitled to change your mind. That's why we're free thinking, growing individuals, because we have the capacity to think for ourselves, to change our mind, to come up with different ideas, to explore and understand what might be better suited for us and our personalities. Now, was writing something that, or is it something that I'm good at and that I can execute on? Absolutely. Do I have another book in the works and another book in me, period? Absolutely. Now, does that mean that that is all I'm supposed to be showing up in this world and doing? Absolutely not. Am I a talker as well? Can I have thoughtful, insightful conversations with people that will then result in wonderful podcast episodes? Yes, I now know that to be true. I didn't know it to be true before. It wasn't a part of my dream before, but it is absolutely a part of my reality now, and I welcome it. We have to be open and flexible to change and to our dreams expanding and incorporating things that we may not have even known that they would incorporate. So I just wanted to share that with you today because I am having such an amazing experience right now. But the thing that really stood out to me is that I could not have imagined that I would be here. I did not imagine that I would be here when I was sitting at my desk in that office building on Fifth Avenue, working my little fingers away in what I felt to be sometimes a thankless position. Did I think that I would be in Stockholm, Sweden, doing what I love, podcasting, talking to you right now, having an opportunity to work with awesome brands that see the talent in me? No, I couldn't have imagined that. I didn't know that would be my reality. But like I said at the top, sometimes on the way to a dream, you get lost and find a better one. And for me, this is absolutely a better one. It incorporates all the things that I am, how I want to show up in this world, and how I want to help make a difference. Think about the elements of your dream, how you want to show up in this world, how you want to help make a difference, and start somewhere. Where you end up may not be what you're thinking of right now, but that's the beauty in this journey that we call life. I hope you have an amazing week ahead this week. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me and spending time with me. And before I go and head out into the Stockholm streets, I want to make sure that I let you know that Studio has a special little offer for my listeners. That would be all of you. So if you head over to studio.com or you click on the link in the episode description, you will be able to get a 15% discount off of any purchase, any item that you purchase from Studio. And Studio, remind you, is a Scandinavian minimalist design company that offers studio quality sound with their headphones and earphones. So if you enter SPQ15, that is all capital letters, SPQ, the number 1 and the number 5, SPQ15, you will get 15% off of any purchase from studio.com, or you can click on the link in the episode description. The designs are sleek, the sound is chic, and you can also check out the lifestyle audio brand of Studio on Instagram, and that is just at SUDIO.